Okay, here we are. I'm trying to recover. We had the site go down today, and there are a lot of files that are not restored yet, but hopefully they will be. There's a lot of work to be done here. The ability to back the site up on a daily basis was lost, and it was not recovered. And so we have another source. We have another way to do it, but we're going to have to find that particular list of stories and get them. My webmaster is going to have a very, very heavy load to carry. So hold good thoughts for him. He's absolutely the best. So we will do that now. We didn't have enough time when Erica Kahn was here on Wednesday to cover the explosion of cancers. And I mean among those who have taken the shot. I'm going to call it, because the cancers are so intense and because they essentially are finding little or no immunological response from the body to have to worry about, these are super cancers. They're going to run through people like there's just no resistance. And that's the sad truth. And it's going to get worse. There are, as you know, a number of leukemia cases beginning about 2 months ago, I'm going to guess, that were being reported more frequently. And they were not the initial type of leukemia, the early stage or the slow burn stage. They were taking people out in a matter of weeks, these cases. Super cancers. No immune system, no cancer suppressor genes or proteins in your body, because your body has been turned into a spike protein manufacturing center. Think of it like an Amazon warehouse with only one product. That's what it is. Amazon warehouse with one product. Erica Kahn is back tonight. Erica, thanks for being here. Did I sum that up reasonably well?
Yes, very well. Let's continue.
It's not getting better. Now, you've been watching this from the beginning, and I've got a number of stories, well, accounts from people who have been reporting on social media these very kinds of cancers. And doctors are perplexed because the speed at which they're metastasizing, spreading, or otherwise just overrunning the body are rather unprecedented. And yet the doctors don't want to talk about the fact that the vax has destroyed the immune system. Are you seeing anything from any doctors admitting anything about this?
I think they're just starting to connect the dots. That was mentioned in the Del Bigtree's episode that we played earlier this week.
And
I forget the woman's name that he interviewed at the beginning of that, but she was saying that, they're seeing an explosion of cancers, and some are so fast that they barely have enough time to get anybody into treatment before they die.
How can that be? I mean, you think about that. That's why I'm calling them super cancers. When that woman said, we can't get people into treatment, in time to save them, or even mount an effort to save them. I knew that we're in big trouble, big trouble.
Yeah, that's aggressive.
And I don't know. Let me see. We have lost some of the archive. I'm going to see if that's here. I'm not seeing it. But we will get most of them back up. That was a very important one. Okay. What we have here is a number of stories written by people on social media who have been dealing with this. And I'm going to go through and read some of them. I'll start with folder number 4 here. Okay, this is just a question, and jump in here anytime you want, and we'll get this little question out. This is from somebody named Kelly. Does anybody know of, or personally know, of someone who danced, meaning took the shot, and was diagnosed with cancer very shortly thereafter? I know somebody who is 27 years old, and after she danced, she noticed a swollen lymph node for a while until she went to the doctor and was recently diagnosed with cancer. I know people get cancer at all ages, but the timing of this one feels oddly close to the time of the vaccine. So there's just one. There are many.
Yeah, so that was the start of a post, and 132 people responded as of, well, the date when I recorded this. I'm sure there's more, but 132.
Not pro-vax either.
Hmm? No, this is just people reporting whether or not they know somebody or have experienced these incidents and cancers following the vax.
All right, here's another one. This one says, yes, passed away a few weeks later after diagnosis, as it spread throughout their body. No sign of cancer whatsoever before they danced. So there's another one. This is clear evidence. Now, I don't know that we have any hard laboratory science yet, but it'll get there, of a complete failure of the body's innate immune system to deal with cancer. Explain, if you will, how people have natural immunological agents that will deal with tumors, that will suppress tumors and put down the replication of misformed cancer cells. What do we have in there that's being defeated?
It starts at the cellular level. You incur some sort of a DNA assault, or you have a cell that just can't function properly because there's low oxygen or it's full of toxins and there's damage being done that way. So it becomes, I wouldn't say it's cancerous right away, but it reverts to a very primitive form of metabolism called fermentation. And that just sets the stage for just continued dysfunction. And it may spread to neighboring cells, this type of metabolism. It could be a failure of the mitochondria. And we know these vaccines damage the mitochondria. We know that the SARS-CoV-2 virus attacks the mitochondria. So, but the step from going from a cell that's somewhat dysfunctional and has damage to a full-blown tumor, that typically takes 10 years. So there's multiple steps along the way where if one thing fails, something else can pick up the slack and correct it. But in these cases where things are progressing so rapidly, it's a total failure of that surveillance system. And, of course, we mentioned this pathway the other day with a kisspeptin, which is also known as mitastin. This pathway seems to be very dysregulated in these people that have gotten the vax.
Right. Okay, here's that was aggressive metastatic cancer. All right, here's another one. I was so relieved to get vaccinated for COVID-19 while I was pregnant this year and to have some reassurance that I'm sharing my immune protections with my newborn now through breastfeeding. Happy to chat with expectant moms about questions if you're feeling hesitant about getting the vax. And there are responses here. Here's the other side of that coin. Same woman.
Yeah,
yesterday,
2 or 3 months later.
That's right. Looking for the date of the first one. I believe it was July.
July 27.
There we go. All right, and the same lady writes on September 27th, yesterday my littlest one passed away unexpectedly and suddenly at 2.5 months. We don't have answers on how or why, but if you have little ones at home, give them an extra squeeze today. We're going to miss baby Z's smiles, giggles, and the joy he brought to our family. So looking at that, that's just 2.5 months. Baby was being breastfed. Obviously, the baby was being given spike proteins and God only knows what else. We don't know for sure. All we can do is speculative science.
Well, she was vaxxed while she was pregnant.
Yeah. Natalie Crawford, MD. Is there something in there that we need? July 26th.
Well, this is the propaganda that they're foisting on pregnant, expecting mothers to encourage them to receive this vaccine, well, injection. So they have so-called MDs.
There is a major effort underway, isn't there, to pressure pregnant women to get this shot?
Yes, yes. It's over the top. I mean, they're lying outright, telling these women that this is safe and that there's a much bigger risk if they contract COVID while they're pregnant. Just anything to get them to take the shot.
Right. Now, these are all vaxxed people. These aren't innocent bystanders. All right, here's another one. I know of one brain cancer, friend of a friend, but unsure if there were any indicators before being vaxxed with the Pfizer. Very fast decline from diagnosis, end of July to current palliative care. Here's another one. My mom first danced and then had bladder cancer show up, a super rare one. Second dance, second shot, left her collarbone lymph node enlarged. She was dead 8 months after the first shot and 2 rounds of chemotherapy. She turned 69 during that eight-month period. Before lockdown, she was extremely active and fit with no other conditions or comorbidities, if you want to use that term as well. So there's another one, a rare bladder cancer. Here's a breast cancer. Yes, a friend was diagnosed with breast cancer. Confirmed cancer on mastectomy, not just positive mammogram result, in her late 30s. I know another one. I know two people, cancer patients, whose cancer spread and they died. I know three others who are fighting their aggressive cancers right now. So again, you see these words coming up from people just on social media. Aggressive cancers. These are very serious. And that's why I'm suggesting that the immune system is essentially gone in many cases. Is that fair? Is that a fair statement?
That's absolutely what it looks like. I mean, the whole immune system is now preoccupied with dealing with this spike protein that's being produced and containing it or ridding the body of it.
It's going from bad to worse. That's the bottom line. When the body is taken over, now normally a cell will produce dozens of different proteins that the body needs to, you know, keep its immune system up and do other things. Correct?
Yeah, that's
not
a very,
just one.
Tightly regulated event. The protein production in the body, it has to be tightly regulated, or else
right. Things
are going to go awry pretty fast, and we're seeing it.
And so the vax is given, and all of a sudden, the cells, and remember there are 50 trillion mRNA components in one vaccine made by either Moderna or Pfizer, but Pfizer in specific. 50 trillion mRNA single-strand viruses turned loose. Now, their job is to go in and change the DNA in as many cells as they can, trillions of them. to make those cells produce only the spike protein and nothing else. This is crazy. My grandma had breast cancer twice, a very long time ago. She's been in remission for at least 20 years or more, and she just got news that it came back. She had both injections. Another one. Yes, I know of three people, and shortly after one died, and two are still living, but have been very ill, all within months of their kill shots. Now, they're calling it a coincidence, the doctors are, but two of these people were otherwise young and fit, and the other was middle-aged with asthma. That was it. It wasn't her that died, though. It was the girl in her 30s. So these are young women in the prime of life being just removed from the planet, wiped out. And if we do again an honest look at VAERS and understand that VAERS admits that they get 1% of the reports, you have to take the VAERS number and multiply it by 99 to come up with a reasonable estimate of what's really going on out there. Cervical cancer. I'm extremely interested in this topic. I just had my first pap smear of my life and found out that I have cervical. I'm not taking the shot, but live in close proximity to someone who did. Now, this suggests, I have no proof, again, of an innocent bystander. Do you have any data in your memory banks that would suggest that this kind of cancer could potentially be transmitted to someone who has not done the dance?
No, the only thing I can say, I mean, it could be merely coincidence. I mean, women do have abnormal pap smears. It doesn't state whether, you know, this is full-blown cancer or if it's just an abnormal pap smear.
Right.
But it is something to be on the lookout for, because if this is something, if the susceptibility to this kind of cancer is being, you know, transmitted from the vaxxed to the unvaxxed, boy, that adds another dimension to this. We haven't talked a lot about the autoimmune component that may be happening here as well. That spike protein, if you remember, had several, 26 epitopes in it that were homologous to human proteins that your body could be conceivably making antibodies against. So, and some of those were in the immune system. Some of them are throughout the body. So these reactions, it could have something to do with autoimmunity, just suppressing the immune system that way or disabling the immune system that way because your own body is making antibodies against these various components of the immune system. We're not going to have any answers for a while.
Right.
All we can do is speculate and use your powers of observation. And
what we do know, though, is that there are a lot of cancers popping up in people who have had the shots. That we know. Here's another one. A woman says, I know three people who have cancer now. Another one says, a lot of people that she knows. Truly makes you wonder what the F is in this jab. So more and more people are losing people or coming into contact with people or already know people who are suddenly getting cancers. This is not something that can be ignored. And this is building to a crescendo. And I don't think denial is the answer. These people are going to have to face reality.
I mean, it is. It's just astonishing that, you know, you put on mainstream news and they are still beating the drum for the vax.
No, they're not.
With all of this going on.
They're not going to stop. Okay, here's another one. Pancreatic cancer. Yes, my mom, she had a bunch of tests the week of New Year's, and there were no signs of cancer. She passed away on April the 5th, 3 months later, from metastasized pancreatic cancer that had spread all over her body. It was exactly 1.5 months after receiving the second injection. Here's another one. We're going to move on to something else here in a minute. I have a friend who airs all her medical stuff on Facebook. Her fiancé just got biopsied and is diagnosed with throat cancer. And days later, she went in to have a uterine biopsy. Don't know the diagnosis on that yet. They both took the shot in late spring and early summer. Both are in their 50s. So, I mean, it just goes on. This is endless now. It's not just once in a while. It's all the time.
Yep. And that is precisely what Dr. Ryan Cole mentioned that they're seeing in his lab.
20 times more than normal uterine endometrial
cancer.
Yeah, 20 times more than normal. He knows what's going on, but he's not going to say it. He's being very careful. Most doctors are. And the interesting part about that interview with Del Bigtree was that the doctors and nurses and health professionals involved who know what's going on are now under great fear. They are afraid to stand up. They are afraid to speak up and speak out. And I understand that. I don't blame them. But when you come to a point in a culture like ours where every other person knows someone who has gotten the shot and who ends up with cancer and is either dead or in agony dying, sooner or later the mass of sheep are going to figure it out. And what they're going to do about it is anybody's guess. I have no idea.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you.
If people can't figure out, you know, the healthcare professionals that are refusing the vax, and people can't connect the dots as to why they might be refusing the vax, how can you explain that to them? If it isn't obvious by then.
Right. The saddest part is that Americans were brought up with television. They were brought up with a screen. They're screen addicted. And they think if it's on TV, it's real. And if they think it's on MSNBC or CNBC or CNN or CBS, it's got to be real. No, it doesn't have to be real. And it's not real. And for those out there who are listening who don't believe in the reality of what we're trying to share with you, that's fine. Maybe in time you'll change your mind. Maybe you won't. It's a free will situation, and it's up to the individual. But you raise a good point. How much does it take to get people to figure this out? All right. Now, Oxford University, some say it's as good as it gets. There is a PhD from Oxford named Dr. Sean Brooks, and he has some things to say. This is about a 9-minute video. So anything you've heard this, you want to add anything before I play this?
Yeah, I first saw this, I don't know, it was a month or two ago, but he was speaking before, I believe it's a school board, and summed it up very nicely what's going on, and the school board clearly didn't want to hear it. But he nails it. I don't think anything he says is out of line or exaggerated.
No. Okay. Here it is now. I invite all of you to listen very carefully to PhD Dr. Sean Brooks. He's going to tell us when and how the vaccinated are expected to die.
My name is Dr. Sean Brooks, PhD, Oxford. I have 48 publications, including 23 books. I've studied health, medicine, anatomy, and physiology for approximately 21 years. Dr. Robert Malone, who created the messenger RNA vaccine, has said no one should ever take these jabs ever, under any circumstance whatsoever. He created it, and he says don't ever do it. So let me explain what's going to happen to the people who have taken it. Excuse me. The people who have taken it are going to die in the next 6 months to 3 to 5 years. For three reasons. Number one, you have dramatically decreased your own immune system by 35%. The first jab did it by at least 15. The second did it by 35 now. If you take any booster shot, you will die. That's it. You take a flu shot in the future, you will die. The second reason, antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement is what is happening with these jabs with everybody who has taken them. Unless, of course, you've taken a placebo, but there's no way that you would know that. So given that fact, antibody-dependent enhancement tricks the entire body into believing that the cell that's eating the pathogen is eating it when it isn't. It ends up leading to what's called a cytokine storm, which causes organ failure. That will cause your death, and there's no stopping that. No amount of drugs will stop that. The third thing, blood clotting. Everyone who has taken the jabs is blood clotting. If you don't believe me, there's a way you can find out. take what's called a D-dimer test. What that does is that detects blood clotting at the microscopic level. They're cutting full blood clots out of people right now. As I'm talking to you, millions have died from the jabs. In your last meeting, you advocated for people to take the jabs potentially in the future, along with wearing masks. And I heard parents say the same thing. So to the parents who are actually considering jabbing their own children, you're going to sterilize them permanently. People who have taken the jabs are sterilized. 80% of women who have been jabbed have lost their children in the first trimester. You can't have kids. You've also injected yourself with the equivalent of HIV. You can now no longer breastfeed, donate blood, donate organs, donate blood plasma, nor bone marrow. If you don't believe me, try to donate blood and blood plasma and find out what happens. You will be denied. Unless, of course, you live in California, in which case they're allowing people to donate toxic blood with spike proteins in it. The jabs create spike proteins. They're in the jabs themselves, and they create it by snapping your RNA in half. You are no longer a human anymore. You are something else, and you are susceptible to countless diseases. Now, here's what's going to happen in the future very quickly.
We have 15 seconds.
Great. I don't know what percentage of your staff has taken the jabs, but your school is going to close. You will not stay open. You will close because they will fall ill and they will die. That will happen in all of your buildings. It will have. It's already happening.
All right, thank you, sir.
I bet it is. It's already happening. Good luck.
Thank
you. Nothing can stop what's coming.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. I don't know what I can add to that. It pretty much echoes what we've been saying for a long time on this program. And I just don't know of anybody with any better credentials who can lay it on the line like that. I just don't understand how people at a school board meeting, so-called school board members, who are responsible for the health of the children in their schools, could ignore something like this.
I think they've just made up their mind that they're, you know, just wacky anti-vaxxers and these are exaggerated claims. It won't hit home until somebody experiences it, and even then, they may not admit that, you know, the vaccine is what's causing somebody's demise. They can't see it.
Now, I'm not speaking for Erica or anyone else affiliated with this program, but I just don't see any other way than to follow the logic that this man has laid out. I just don't. I think this is exactly what's going to happen. From everything I've studied, everything I've written about, everything I've read, this man is speaking the truth. Can you add anything to this, or would you change anything he said?
No, he's 100% right. And you know, 9 months of this, 10 months of this, we're seeing it play out. Now we can add the cancer issue to it. You know, people get hung up on whether or not it changes your DNA. Well, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. It really doesn't matter, but it's changing the expression of your DNA, and that's really all it takes to dysregulate, you know, quite a number of bodily processes, physiological processes. It doesn't have to be changed permanently. You can just override what's there. People that cannot clear this genetic intoxicant from their cells, they're going to be permanently altered.
Yeah, everyone who's been injured, I personally think everyone who has taken a legitimate, not a saline or a placebo, a legitimate vax has been permanently altered already. And we can see a lot of it visually and physically. Some we can't. But those people who are running around saying, I took the shot, I'm just fine. That's what the pharma giants, the pharma monsters, wanted to happen. So how do they guarantee that to happen? They give saline. They don't give the real vaccine.
Well, I'm not convinced that these people are totally okay. I mean, many people are not in tune with what's happening in their bodies, and particularly if it's happening on a cellular level, you may be unaware of it for quite some time. I mean, the case in point was the woman who had her blood treated with ozone, had two shots of the Pfizer, claimed she was fine, had no reaction, and yet her blood told a very different story.
Well, the part about dark field microscopy that is essential is everyone, vax or otherwise, should try to get their blood looked at. so they'll understand what they're dealing with. And when mm-hmm. you see unvaxxed people whose blood looks like a train wreck already, you begin to understand that there is such a thing as shedding. We've demonstrated that over and over again on this program, and all of you need to be aware of that. I'm going to do this. How long was that other doctor, Bartsch? You remember?
I think it was about 8 minutes.
I want to play this Sean Brooks one more time. It's only 3 minutes. I want all of you to listen again. And I know you understand the message, but people need to hear this, and maybe some of you will be able to share it with others.
Oxford. I have 48 publications, including 23 books. I've studied health, medicine, anatomy, and physiology for approximately 21 years. Dr. Robert Malone, who created the messenger RNA vaccine, has said no one should ever take these jabs, ever, under any circumstance whatsoever. He created it, and he says don't ever do it. So let me explain what's going to happen to the people who have taken it. Excuse me. The people who have taken it are going to die in the next 6 months to 3 to 5 years. For three reasons. Number one, you've dramatically decreased your own immune system by 35%. The first jab did it by at least 15. The second did it by 35. Now, if you take any booster shot, you will die. That's it. You take a flu shot in the future, you will die. The second reason, antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement is what is happening with these jabs with everybody who has taken them. Unless, of course, you've taken a placebo, but there's no way that you would know that. So given that fact, antibody-dependent enhancement tricks the entire body into believing that the cell that's eating the pathogen is eating it when it isn't. It ends up leading to what's called a cytokine storm, which causes organ failure. That will cause your death, and there's no stopping that. No amount of drugs will stop that. The third thing, blood clotting. Everyone who has taken the jabs is blood clotting. If you don't believe me, there's a way you can find out. Take what's called a D-dimer test. What that does is that detects blood clotting at the microscopic level. They're cutting full blood clots out of people right now. As I'm talking to you, millions have died from the jabs. In your last meeting, you advocated for people to take the jabs potentially in the future, along with wearing masks. And I heard parents say the same thing. So to the parents who are actually considering jabbing their own children, you're going to sterilize them permanently. People who have taken the jabs are sterilized. 80% of women who have been jabbed have lost their children in the first trimester. You can't have kids. You've also injected yourself with the equivalent of HIV. You can now no longer breastfeed, donate blood, donate organs, donate blood plasma, nor bone marrow. If you don't believe me, try to donate blood and blood plasma and find out what happens. You will be denied. Unless, of course, you live in California, in which case they're allowing people to donate toxic blood with spike proteins in it. The jabs create spike proteins. They're in the jabs themselves, and they create it by snapping your RNA in half. You are no longer a human anymore. You are something else, and you are susceptible to countless diseases. Now, here's what's going to happen in the future very quickly.
Yeah, 15 seconds.
Great. I don't know what percentage of your staff has taken the jabs, but your school is going to close. You will not stay open. You will close because they will fall ill and they will die. That will happen in all of your buildings. It will it's already happening.
All right, thank you, sir.
I bet it is. It's already happening.
Sir.
Good luck,
thank
because
you.
Nothing can stop this.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. And I think you picked up quite clearly there that the blood supply is no longer safe under any circumstance. Got it?
I'd also point out that the flu shots are suddenly being pushed right now.
Which raises the possibility of what? Go ahead.
First of all, if you honestly think that there's anything having to do with the flu in there, you're crazy. I would surmise that there could be any number of things in this so-called flu shot.
All right. Now, go ahead. Finish up. Yeah.
Well, this is a genocide. There's no question about it. There's absolutely no question about it. And if you're willing to take anything these people are delivering through a needle, you're likely to be a victim.
I would suggest never a needle again, unless you've been in a car crash and have broken bones and you need morphine, whatever. Just make damn sure they don't slip in a vaccine while you're in the hospital. They've done that with people. The other aspect of it is you don't want to get tested. We know that the swabs that they put up people's noses are impregnated with several different things that may very well lead to a state of being vaxxed in the people who are being tested. That's another highly held suspicion.
Yep.
All right, you want to go ahead and introduce Dr. Patty Bartsch. This is very interesting. She did something that no one else has done yet. This is a parody, and she calls it Setting the Record Straight.
Yeah, Dr. Patty Bartsch, she's a practitioner naturopath, I believe in Wisconsin or Minnesota, one of those states, originally from the Boston area. And she puts out a YouTube video, kind of a informational video on a weekly basis, short, usually around 10 minutes. And she's very careful of how she words things because the YouTube censors will stumble across some word and then won't allow her to post her videos. So I guess they got after her recently for something she said. And now she's taken the opportunity to set the record straight, as she puts it,
in a tongue-in-cheek sort of way. Oh, it's a tongue-in-cheek satire, and it is actually brilliant. Take a listen. You'll get it. Dr. Patty Bartsch.
Hey, I'm Dr. Patty Bartsch, and when YouTube let me know that I had accidentally posted some medical misinformation on my channel, I really took it seriously, and I'm continuing to develop videos to set the record straight, because clearly my 5 degrees in a scientific discipline and 30 years of my career in science and health and wellness, clearly that was just a waste of time. And the thousands of people that I've worked with over the years, really any results that they got were like purely accidental. And, you know, I'm going back to set the record straight. And as I've been doing, I need to go back in the time machine and, you know, get back to a point in my life where I didn't have any of that misinformation, bad education and experience in myself. So I'm going back to when I was 14 years old and I still lived in the Boston area and had a pretty significant Boston accent. So to continue to set the record straight, I'm bringing you 14-year-old Patty Bartsch. Well, wasn't Bartsch at the time, but anyway. So the first thing I want to talk about is VAERS. So VAERS is the government system for making sure that people know if anything bad happens after a shot. And, you know, people have already said, and, you know, it's a fact that VAERS is unreliable because only 80% of the information that goes into VAERS comes from the doctors and the nurses. The 20% of it comes from the victims and, or sorry, that's a bad word, comes from people who are lying. They're making stuff up. It's unreliable. So when you hear about stuff that's going on in VAERS, just dismiss it because it ain't real, you know? And so when you hear about the spike protein that crosses the blood or destroys the blood-brain barrier, that ain't true. The blood-brain barrier, by the way, how important can that be? Like, really, you have a skull. You probably don't need anything else to protect your brain. But, you know, stuff gets in there. So when you hear about things like tremors and seizures, like, that's probably all made up. Those people on those videos that you might see, like, they're faking it. They're just trying to scare you so you don't get the shots. But, like, that's all been disproven because if this stuff was really happening, you would hear about it on TV, right? They would be talking about it on the TV, and they're not. So it's fake, and they're just trying to scare you into not getting the shots, and those are super important, so you got to make sure that you get those. So the other thing that people say, like, could be happening is this thing called Guillain-Barré, which is this progressive paralysis that kind of starts at the feet and goes up. You can think of it like getting paralyzed in quicksand. Like, it starts at your feet and moves up and up and up, and you're freaking paralyzed. But that doesn't happen. Like, You know, you hear people talking about it, but again, if this was really happening, it'd be on the news. The other thing people are saying is that could happen is this Bell's palsy. This is when half your face gets paralyzed, and you could, like, it's really droopy. You can look it up online, but there's this guy from Australia. He's some kind of minister or something, and he got his first shot, and then he started wearing an eye patch. But you could wear an eye patch. Like, those are cool. So it's totally worth it to just go get it. There's no risk because, you know, eye patches are cool. The other thing that people are talking about, and, you know, yeah, the FDA and the CDC put out a warning about this, but it's, you know, it's really rare and mild, but it's this myocarditis and pericarditis thing that happens mostly in young people, actually. Like, it's happening, or they're saying it's happening mostly in teenagers and in college athletes and stuff like that, where their heart gets inflamed. And then, but they're saying it when, you know, even the FDA and the CDC says this happens, it's on their website, but, you know, it's super rare and mild. And what that means is that most of these people, these kids, are treated with drugs that they just take at home, but they can't, you know, they can't play sports because their heart's inflamed, and they got to take these drugs for probably a year, and when their heart heals, there'd be some scar tissue and, you know, limited function, and, you know, in the worst case, they might need a heart transplant, but that's why we have heart transplants, right? So, you know, the fact that this is coming up enough that the FDA and the CDC did put a warning out there that this could happen, but honestly, if it was really happening, we would see it on TV or on the radio. So the other thing is, like, you hear about these crazy women talking about menstrual changes. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, the New York Times was not gaslighting people when they said that you're not experiencing menstrual changes. Because, like, who knows better about what's happening in your underwear than the New York Times, right? So, like, it doesn't matter that you have an app that totally showed you all your data for, like, the past 10 plus years of what's been happening in your underwear every month. The New York Times said that you're not experiencing any changes. So, you know, knock it off. So the other things that's kind of crazy is, you know, you hear about all these people who have these bleeding issues. So sometimes it's that menstrual stuff, but, you know, we already discredited that. But some people are having nosebleeds that, like, they need to be cauterized because they can't stop the bleeding. But the opposite of that can happen too, supposedly, which are blood clots. And so what's really interesting, if you listen to these liars, these doctors that talk about the autopsies and stuff that they're doing, is that they see these microclots. So it's not always big blood clots, which, you know, some people are lying about, but, you know, sometimes it happens. But these microclots that these lying doctors are talking about, these are in the capillaries, and they're really tiny, like, throughout the body. So, if this was really happening, you'd be hearing about it on the TV. And so the increase in strokes, the increase in heart attacks, like, that sort of stuff, it's just, you know, it's people being hysterical. So just let it go. And, you know, the other thing that people are starting to see is these cancers. So, you know, the research that shows that somehow that pointy protein thing disables the natural killer cells, which are your body's way to take care of cancer in your body as soon as it starts. So somehow that pointy protein disables those, so that any cancer that you might have that your body's trying to suppress, it can go kind of ape on you. And but, you know, if this was really happening, you would hear about this on the TV. So, you know, you gotta trust the television. You know, you can't trust these doctors. You can't trust VAERS, even though 80% of the reports, they go in from, like, the medical staff. But, you know, they could be saying anything because they got all kinds of time to kill, these medical professionals. So the fact that it takes half an hour to submit a single case into VAERS and that it crashes a lot, you know, that just shows you that it's completely unreliable. So we know, because this thing has been around for like a year. So we know that moving forward, for decades to come, there's not going to be any detrimental effects, right? We know this because we've had this thing for a year. So in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, like, we're not going to see any increase in autoimmune diseases. We're not going to see any cancers or infertility, like, nothing like that, because we already been looking at it for a year. And if there were problems with it the government would tell us and the TV would tell us, and they would stop it. So, you know, don't take your vitamins, just listen to the TV, keep taking the shots, and you know, thanks for giving me the opportunity to clear the air right here on this for you. All right.
Well, Dr. Patty Barch, she got her shots in there, so to speak, pun intended. It's really amazing. I don't know how else to look at this. Except
it's almost laughable. I mean, you know, if it weren't so sad, it would actually be funny.
I mean, everything she said, the opposite is reality, and that's how she got it past the YouTube censors.
Yep.
So, all right. Okay, we'll keep at it. We didn't get to everything tonight again. We'll be back Monday to continually update you. And every week, there are more surprises, more revelations, more dots connected. I just hope somehow that people will stop taking these damn shots. At least wait. At least wait. Thank you very much, as always, Erica. Thanks for being here.
Okay, my pleasure, Jeff. Have a good evening.
Good night. You too. And thanks to all of you for being here. And I hope that some of this can help you understand what we're up against. The most diabolical, evil fraud ever perpetrated on humankind. Global genocide. That's what it is. All right? Have a good weekend. We'll talk soon.